Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And we're actually having a wonderful conversation with Samana Khan, who is an occupational therapist at the Academic Healthcare Center, at New York Institute for Technology. We're talking about falls with seniors and obviously the prevention of them. Let's go into some of the basic steps that seniors listening today should turn around and say, guess what? I need to do this now. There are certain things that are unavoidable, you know, but that's out of our control. There are things we can control. Mm-hmm. And for a senior listening, some ideas that they can, around their house or even when they're out walking, be cognizant of so they protect themselves.
Right. That's really the best thing you can do is be aware that this is a possibility, even if it's not a possibility now, and hopefully it never will be, but just being aware that there are things that you can do to set up yourself to prevent possible falls or possible injuries from falls.
Right.
So one of the major things to do is just take a look at your house or have somebody, a professional, an occupational therapist, or somebody take a look at your house to see, okay, what are some of the risk factors here? One of the main things that if, you know, hopefully it doesn't happen, but if you were in the hospital, they ask you before they let you go home, do you have stairs and do you have help? If you have stairs and you've had an injury of some sort, most of the time you won't be able to go home because they say that you're not going to be able to navigate the stairs, whether it's entry into the home or stairs to get to the bedroom. So if you're thinking, you know, if your house is multi-level, you know, if you're thinking about staying there for a long time, think about, is there a way that maybe I can get a bathroom on the first floor? Is there an alternate entry? Can I install a ramp? It might not be things that you have to do right away, but things that to consider
right
going into the future.
You know, it's interesting. Many, many seniors sell their homes so that they can get into areas that they feel is more accessible. But I can tell you, you have to be very careful when you choose that apartment because you may not have control over putting that ramp in.
Yeah.
You may have opposition from people for various reasons. And if the elevator doesn't work, you're up a creek without a paddle.
Right.
That's a really excellent point because a lot of times the apartments aren't up to what they call like code, you know, like when they say wheelchair accessible, it doesn't necessarily mean can a wheelchair fit into it. It just means is there a huge step between the bedroom and the bathroom, you know, will that become difficult? Is there a walk-in shower versus a tub? Because tubs, you know, if you're in a position, a tub is 100 times harder to get into than a walk-in shower. And you don't want to be in that position where you're thinking, how am I going to shower? Or I want to shower and I can't.
But be very, very careful. If you're taking an apartment thinking you're going to do that, if you get opposition from doing it from the board members, because you can.
Right. No, it makes sense. Right off the bat, you wouldn't even bother going.
So be careful.
Right.
If that's what you're thinking on a long-term basis, check out and ask questions about how about those two steps, which look like nothing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on a walker, you're in a wheelchair, and you've got a couple of steps, good luck.
Right.
And you don't want to be outside of your home for a prolonged period of time because of two steps, you know, especially if you have the ability to do something about it at this point. Other things like throw rugs. Oh, throw rugs are beautiful, but they are very dangerous. Middle of the night, your toe catches, you trip. You know, if you do have throw rugs, you want to make sure that they're very secure to the floor. That, you know, you can get those like double-sided tape things. Make sure that they're staying. You're not sliding on them. You know, just wearing slippers around the house with rubber soles or, you know, those little like non-skid things so that you're not, you know, again, you're not slipping, you're not falling, whether it's carpet, rug, whether you're transitioning from carpet to rug, because that's a lot of times when things happen because you're not just not used to it. And all of a sudden the floor changes and you have trouble catching your balance. Making sure that you have sufficient lighting. You know, you might know your bedroom like the back of your hand, but in the middle of the night, say you take a sleeping pill or you just didn't have enough water that day, you want to make sure that you have some kind of lighting, whether it's clap-on, clap-off, sensor light, something that will illuminate your way to the bathroom. Most falls happen in the bathroom because, you know, you're in a rush, perhaps, or it's a small area. There's a lot of places that you can, you know, hit your head. A lot of having the walk-in shower helps. Having a seat in the shower helps.
Okay.
You can purchase those. They're less than $50. You could keep them in there or just use it, you know, as needed. Sitting down in the shower really helps. You know, it's hot in there. It's water. It's slippery. Having something to dry your feet on when you get out, that's really important. And having grab bars. Even if, again, it's not something you need right now, but there's simple installation. Try not to use the towel racks. Those are, you know, sort of like look like they'll be sturdy enough to hold you. But in the event that you're, you know, you need them, they're really not. You know, a lot of places sell those suction ones. Again, I worry about those because how well does the suction work after time?
Right. And that's worse if you think that's going to help you.
Right.
And you're giving all your weight to it and all your confidence.
Exactly. That's, yeah, it's really.
And you're winding up on the floor.
Yeah. And again, even if you don't need it right now, having them installed, aside from the aesthetic part of it, I can understand that, it really can't hurt to have them. You might not use them for the next 10 years, but if you do need them, they're there. It's not a reactive thing. It's a proactive thing. Hopefully, it'll prevent anything from happening. And who knows? You might not realize that, hey, I was actually really using the toilet seat a lot when I was getting up, and now this makes it a lot easier.
Right. Actually, I believe, and we'll confirm it later, that that's a 311 call. They'll actually send somebody to house and go over the stuff that you're talking about.
That's Project Independence.
Amazing. The social workers will come in and say, this is not appropriate. This, you know, they can only make a recommendation. But some of the stuff you're saying, to have a person actually point it out to them, mm-hmm. is important.
Yeah. And it's true that second set of eyes
really
helps, because you've lived there for a long time and you've managed. I'm sure you're managing and you've managed, but you know, just a small change in your routine can really affect you in a way that you might not even realize. And having somebody come in and really be able to say, you know, is that like hallway really going to be safe enough for you if you needed a walker? You know, is it really going to fit? You know, those kind of things. Just kind of problem solve with you. And again, they are just recommendations. You're living your life and you're the best judge of that. So really knowing, you know, you're going to be the best person to determine whether or not that's a possibility for you. But at least having the information will help.
And what happens is, as we age, this is my opinion, you get set in your ways.
Mm-hmm.
So just because it's been there for 10 years doesn't mean it was safe 10 years ago. But now your eyes are worse, you're more frail, you got to move it. You can't turn around and say, no, it's always been there. I know, but it's, you know, you were younger and it was dangerous then.
Yes.
So you need a second person to come in and say, please, things have to be adjusted a little bit.
Also, are there certain ailments which may also make you prone to, let's say, falling? Are there concerns about a diagnosis medically which maybe will be a red alert?
Definitely. Any high blood pressure or any kind of blood pressure issues can definitely be a cause for falls. If you stand up and you get dizzy all of a sudden, you could fall. If there's any medications that you're taking that can affect your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your alertness level or anything like that, that will definitely affect your ability to sort of be aware enough to prevent a fall or be aware enough to know that this could be a risk factor. Even just things like incontinence, you know, or incontinence issues. You have to get up and rush over, you know.
Right.
Maybe you have a cat or there's a cord from your cell phone charger, you know. Like, these are all risks that can happen. Sleeping pills or any kind of, if you're having any kind of like forgetfulness, cognitive changes, even just simple ones. You know, maybe you put something and you didn't realize it was there. And then now you're moving and trying to get around, those kind of things. So there's a lot of things can affect it. Medications, sleeping issues, if you're not getting your rest enough. But a lot of those can be mitigated as well by making sure that your home is safe as it can be. And vision, you mentioned vision. That's a very important part. You know, is vision the bifocal or the trifocal lenses? Are you really able, you know, talk to your doctor about whether or not that's really the best option for you? Is it really almost too confusing? You know, it could be, you know, as you age or as your vision changes.
Are ailments such as diabetes, stroke, or arthritis of any concern?
Yes, all of them. All in a different way. And, you know, if you needed individualized attention or services, according to that, those they're always available. But generally speaking, you know, with diabetes, you worry about your low and high blood sugars. You know, dizziness is a huge concern. With arthritis, you're having pain, you're not able to move as well, you're stiff. Again, your protective reactions, that ability to put your arm out or even to steady yourself a little bit, those kind of things are not as strong or as fast. Stroke, if you have any residual residual deficits. You have to have left-hand weakness. If you are having speech difficulties, your environment and your interaction with your environment has now changed. So you have to be aware of how that's going to affect you. You know, for example, if you have left-hand weakness, then maybe sleeping on the right side of the bed isn't the best idea, because then you're trying to reach for the light with your non-dominant hand. You know, you want to make these small changes that'll make your life easier in the long run.
Right.
And it could be, unfortunately, I mean, like you said, it's hard. I mean, you've lived your life and you want to live your life how you want to, and they're not necessarily changes that you're ready to make. But again, it's for the long term. It's for the safety in the long term. It might not be comfortable. Like, if you have to go to the bathroom frequently in the middle of the night and you're afraid of falling, you know, they do have those commodes that you can keep bedside. It's not comfortable. I know people don't like it.
Nobody
wants to do that. But is it really worth it to rush over to the bathroom 6 times a night? You know, like, you know, and then risk that. Maybe you just get up, do what you need to do, and go back to bed. Your sleep is less disturbed. You know, you're not risking
100%.
The falls. It's not comfortable, but it might be a better option.
Right.
How do you feel about that raised seat that can be put on a toilet?
Raised seats are good. You want to make sure they're secure and comfortable. You know, you don't want to have to be going to the bathroom and it's like rickety, rackety, you know. But more than the raised seats, it depends. A lot of, like, the older homes have toilet seats that were much lower. Now, I think after the 70s, they started making the toilet seats a little bit higher. So if it's really low and you're already having trouble, then the raised toilet seat is a good idea. But I would, more than the raised toilet seat, I would recommend the grab bars. The grab bars will really help you. Whether it's a
little
high.
Yeah, you can see them in a lot of restaurants, not restaurants, handicapped bathrooms,
right,
and stuff.
Right.
No, I mean, and the thing with versus a towel rack, it's only 3 or 4 screws in a towel rack. These are bolted into the wall,
exactly.
So they're secure. There's no question about it.
In listening to everything that you've said, am I assuming correctly you're a multidisciplinary team member, and that you don't work alone, and that you make references or referrals are made to you as far as working with other disciplines in your field?
Yes, we definitely work in an integrated approach. But the most important thing, and you know, of course, with all of this is getting your medical care. That's very important. So you get a referral from your doctor to see whatever discipline that you're in need of. If you're in need of, you know, things like this, like accommodations, different ways in how to incorporate activity into your life and those kind of things, then you can see an occupational therapist. If you need more help on specific balance issues, there's physical therapy. If you're having issues with cognitive and speech issues, then there's speech therapist. So your doctor can help you decide.
Are you covered under insurance and Medicare?
Yes.
Right. And now we're out of time. Believe it or not, it flies, isn't it? It's a half hour, and it just goes like this. It really does. Samana, I want to thank you so much. This has been wonderful. It's been insightful. And you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.